today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Honest answer here. When you're in your mascot suit, do you seek out... I've always thought mascots were horn doggies, at least the guys that are in the suit, and they seek out the hot women at a sporting event. Do you?
If they happen to pass by, I'm going to say hello. Or, yeah. You know.
Hey, how are you? I'm the San Diego Chicken. Nice to see you.
I take it down, and I look at my pill minder, and there's a pill I don't recognize. And it's like a pink pill. I said, what is that? I don't have a new pill. And I said, maybe Julia... Because Julia has a pill minder, too. She's mostly vitamins. So I look and make sure that they're my
pills. My God, it's the morning after pill. What's going on here? I'm not going to do the install while the water is in.
You can. You can.
I get a hammer and I start to, just hit the valve.
Are you feeling... I have a question procedurally, because a lot of times you don't see plumbers with hammers. Are you feeling that the hammer will...
The hammer is working, by the way.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Showtime.
About the time my son was born, I began to refocus on my domestic world, a world that, let's be fair, I probably ignored for a very large chunk of my life, focusing on my work and not really focusing. When we got down to Florida and my son was a little older, that even increased. I paid more attention to things with the family around the house. And at the same time as I was watching my income diminish, I decided that doing projects around the house would be something that would be beneficial to my world, because I wouldn't have to get someone professional to do things that were really ultimately simple,
right,
and I could do them myself. Now,
correct.
With that said, over the years, and this goes back to even before I met Carla in other marriages, I have had a bit of a track record,
right,
with household projects being problematic. I think back to when I lived in the beautiful hamlet of Annapolis, Maryland, and I had a neighbor, my neighbor Ed, who would come out of his house when I would be doing something in the yard. Because it was really the first big house I had. Not big house, but it was the first house that I had.
Uh-huh.
And he would just come out on his back porch. I'd be doing something, and he would shake his head and smirk and go back in his house. And I hated him for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I hated him.
Was he notoriously handy? I mean, did it just sort of...
I had a series. Even the house before this, I've lived in a lot of different places.
Right.
I had notoriously handy neighbors. And I think every neighborhood has this guy.
Right.
And I happen to always live next door to him. And these workshop guys would always look at me. And so Ed would look at me and go, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm doing this." And he'd shake his head. So because of that, I would be nervous, because I always knew Ed, for he's always home. They're always home.
Of course.
They're always home. They never leave home. They never leave home. They probably don't have jobs. They never leave home. Mm-hmm. So because of this, I was nervous. And over the years, there was the time that I set up an extension ladder on my back deck, and it collapsed underneath me, and I fell. And of course, Ed was in the backyard.
Got to see
and
it.
Then there was the time that I had an electric hedge trimmer, and yes, I cut through the cord that it was attached with. I don't know if Ed was around. No, he doesn't.
That will make it stop working.
It did. Ed didn't see that.
Okay.
So then we get to the marriage with Carla, and I've had successes and I've had failures. I've had a lot of successes.
Uh-huh.
I am a master. What?
Name two successes.
Oh, you bastard.
I'd settle for one.
You changed something in Maine that you were proud of.
Yeah, what did I do in
the bathroom?
I did
a faucet,
the sink.
I replaced. I replaced shutters on the outside of the house.
Yes. Yeah. And you also did a stopper on your sink, I think, too, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's two.
That's pretty good. But it took a long time. So thank you for that. So I've done that.
Yeah.
I am here to make an announcement, and I posted about this last night that I probably won't be doing significant household projects. I'll still put kids' toys together.
Good.
I'll maybe patch something or put some paint in or
spackle?
Light fixtures. Yeah, I won't be spackling. Okay. Although
change a light bulb.
It's funny you brought that up because that will be necessary.
Happened.
Yeah. So that's the setup for what I have to tell you about what happened yesterday to me. as you know, and a lot of people guessed when I posted this about, you know that I purchased the ass washer.
Right? Oh, yeah. The butler.
The butler.
The butler.
Right.
Rear clean or clean rear or whatever. Rear clean, whatever it's called. When the package arrived. Let me just say this. I'm not a spokesperson for the product.
Yes.
But I will tell you, when the package arrived, I didn't think it was that item because it was rather light, rather lightweight. And I would have thought that a mechanical device of that nature would have a little more heft to it, but it didn't. It's not even less relative to the story. It doesn't have anything to do, no bearing on the story.
But heft means quality.
Yeah, heft means quality. Usually you want a little heft.
Not necessarily. You know, they actually used to put weights in remote controls to make people think they were more sturdy than they were. They would put just a hunk of lead in there because people would like the. So it's a mental thing, but it is a mental thing.
It's not even relevant, but it was lightweight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was lightweight, and I open it up, and there it is. And I get excited. And I also, even though I'm excited, I realize that there's not enough time to tackle the project and that I'll have to set a chunk of day out to do this properly. Even though on the package, they say, 15-minute installation.
You said this yesterday, and you were actually going to time yourself. I was excited about this.
I was excited, too. What I neglected to pay attention to, that every piece of equipment in this horror house, in this money pit S-hole that we bought with the wizened old Ichabod Crane that lived here and never spent a nickel on anything, that would do his level best to get the crappiest, oldest, nastiest stuff. I'm blaming him because we're Irish and we blame.
You need a target, right?
And we have had a bad refrigerator. We have had a bad microwave. We have had a bad oven. We have had a bad air conditioner. The list goes on. As far as the plumbing, I never gave it much thought because things seemed to be okay. So flash forward to my little bathroom off the bedroom, where I clean myself.
Cleanse,
every day.
Bathe.
Where I shave. Where it's my bathroom.
Sure.
It's the one reason we bought the house.
It's my bathroom.
Not for any other reason that she had hers and I had mine. It was a big deal. It wasn't, by the way, adding any square footage to the house. It doesn't make it a mansion. It's just they carved a closet into a bathroom to say, hey, the guy can go in here. But the nice thing about it is I have, if this had been a shared commode, Carla would have ixnayed the idea. By the way, she, who I am married to, will come into the story a little bit later.
Your friend.
My wife.
Oh,
yes. Right. So I have my own bathroom. I have my own toilet. And I'm excited. And that's why I buy this. It's on the internet. The Facebook ads they've inundated me with would said, hey, buy this, idiot. And I do. and it's well under $100. And I said, okay, let me give this a try here. Even though I don't have that money to spend anyway on anything other than food. the way it looks now, I go in and why are you sitting sideways?
I'm just adjusting my headphone level.
Okay. It looks like he's
posing, doesn't it?
It just looked weird the way he's sitting there. I'm going in.
So, Mike.
All right. Well, just stop.
Tell me more.
Yeah, it's like,
hey.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. My ears will bleed.
I go in, and here's the instructions. I literally can give you the instructions off the top of my head.
Great.
They were that simple. They say, remove toilet seat. All right, let me get the dinger. Well, I don't have it handy. I've got other sounds. Oh.
Use it. Could you clean it before you remove
no
it?
No problem at all.
Right.
Easy peasy.
Right.
Okay. Easy peasy. Almost no could problem. Do it by hand. It has the little plastic washers,
yeah.
And it's got, and off with the toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
No problem at all. The unit itself is very lightweight and very small, and then you seat it over the toilet, and it has no problem. And they say, seat it, and then put your toilet seat back on. And I do this with the greatest of ease.
Perfect.
No problem whatsoever.
How much of the 15 minutes have passed?
Well, it's well over 15 minutes at this point.
Oh, you know,
so bastards, liars. Now, the next thing to do is, which I knew was going to happen, is to flush the toilet or cut off the water supply to the toilet.
Right.
Every toilet's got that little handle
that you
twist. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Mm-hmm. A valve.
And you turn it to the left to open it up, and you turn it to the right to tighten it. And they say, turn off the water and flush the toilet. So what I begin to do
is... Which you do every morning, right?
What?
As soon as you finish your method. That's part of my daily routine.
No, it's not.
That's how you save on the water bill.
That's right.
So I'm getting excited because I'm really looking forward to it. If you want a real detail that I wasn't planning on talking about,
yes,
I'll tell it later.
Okay, now,
come on.
I had the pain. I had the urgency.
Oh,
and I was waiting.
Oh, you held it,
but I couldn't. So about halfway through the project, I had to go.
Well, then you know it's not 15 minutes
with no toilet.
And I no. I turned. The water was on, and he said, "Oh." Look, this is going to take too long. So anyway, I got my business done, and that was it. So
it's all about priorities.
if you really want the truth of the story,
please.
I might as well be honest.
Sure.
But I waited to take care of stuff because I figured the water would do that.
Yeah.
So I wait because I'm like, I'm going to wait and see how the thing works.
Yeah, how it works. Yeah.
So anyway, back to the project. So now it's time to cut off the water supply, and I turn the little handle on
valve.
In the back of the toilet, and I notice that I hear the water stop running.
Good, that's
to a
good
degree.
Sign. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I want to double check though, and I come to the back and I see that the toilet is still running. And so I go back to, and it's, and then I'm turning this thing as tightly as I can.
Right.
And I stop it, and I go back and I lift the toilet up and I look back in, and it's lower pressure, but it's still bubbling over.
Because it's, technically that little oval handle, it's a valve, and you can actually regulate the amount of water. So if it's not totally shut, you're still going to be getting some.
Well, I thought that, you know, Jesus Christ, I'm tightening this thing, and it's still, and I said, well, you know what, put a little elbow grease into this and do this. Meanwhile, did I mention Mrs. O'Mara has a free day yesterday. She did not have any
free
facials
day.
To give. She is not running around getting her products out to all her wonderful customers. So she has done what women do in the Spiewak and O'Mara households in the middle of the day when there's nothing to do. She has chosen to go to sleep.
Yeah, a nap.
And go into a guest, and go into Michael's room and go to sleep. Meanwhile, I'm going, you know, Jesus, what is the...
Did she go into Michael's room to be further away from the project?
No, but she said to me, don't screw anything up. I said, it's a 15-minute install.
There
will be no problem. I finally determined, okay, something is not right. This valve is not closing,
right.
And I'm trying it, going, and I get a towel and wrap it around to say, get the extra.
Yeah,
and it's diminishing, but it's not doing this. And this is when I get a brilliant idea, and I say, aha, I know what'll tighten this for the good amount. I'll go get a hammer and just tap the hammer to get the valve to close fully, and then I'll be able to actually do the install. Because I'm not going to do the install while the water is running.
You can't. You'll have water.
So I get a hammer and I start to just hit the valve.
Are you feeling? I have a question procedurally, because a lot of times you don't see plumbers with hammers. Are you feeling that the hammer will?
The hammer is working, by the way. The hammer. I'm taking the hammer. It's a little not a crescent shape, but it's a little oval.
Yeah.
And I'm hitting the one side of the oval, the right side, to try it. And it's working.
So
it's
are you getting, feeling that it's going to actually tighten it, or actually like loosen whatever gunk
great
is?
Question.
No, I think it's going to tighten.
Okay, good.
I'm taking the hammer and I hit.
Yeah.
And I do that, and it seems to be working, and it's getting tighter. But I feel the little hole where the water's coming out of the toilet, and there's still water pressure, meaning it's doing that. So I decide that I will put just a little more effort into taking the hammer and hitting
sure.
it. And then suddenly, unbeknownst to me, I have snapped off. I have snapped off the entire unit, just
gone,
severed. I mean, it broke off. I have water like I've never seen. I feel like Moses. Should be. I mean, I don't know what to do. I do not know what to do. There is no thumb. Do I have chewing gum? There's nothing that's going to stop. I suddenly realized, well, I must race to the garage.
Right.
And turn off the water main.
All the water. Yeah.
And Rob, I know you've got water there, because this is not stopping. So
okay.
You just need to go. I run to the garage where the water main, and I go, the water main? Where's the water main? Where is the water main? The water main in my own house. And I said, the water main is in the garage. That's where the valve is. That's where the valve is in my own home. No.
Basement.
There is no. I go to the water heater. At my old house, it used to be right next to the water heater.
Yeah.
That's where it used to be. It used to be next to the water heater, and now it is not next to the water heater, and I don't know where the hell it is. At this point, I'm like, well, I can't find it. I am throwing chairs, bicycles, everything, trying to find in the garage. I'm trying to find where.
How many curse words?
Hey, oh, I'm not. I don't have time to curse.
He doesn't have
it's
time
insane.
To curse.
Yeah. And I run back in, and I said, well, let me get back and see where the product. By this time, I go the door to the bathroom. The carpet is already getting dark.
Oh.
There's an inch of water. It's a gusher. It is a fire hydrant.
It's a clinker
coming
out
like this. And I go in, and at this point, I'm taking my thumb with my arm shaking and try. But that's not going to do any good, because I'm not going to be able to stop the water flow. I'm thinking that I should have, you know, some sort of chewing gum, but I'm like, I don't know where the water. And I went, well.
Did you ever yell, where's the big league chew?
No. I don't know what to do. I thought
is big it league squirting
gum.
Out with putty.
Visions of the, what's that guy? The
Flex Seal.
The fat guy flex that
seal.
Does the
yeah.
Flex Seal. I have visions of the freaking Flex Seal guy in my head.
I know that the water is coming out at a good rate, but what kind of pressure? Is it falling out? Is it squirting out? How is
pressure,
it?
Pressure, like I told you, a fire hydrant.
That's wow. So no, it's horrible.
It is just like a fire hydrant. And at this point, I said, I can't do this alone. Even if I find it, I need to keep the pressure on this. I run around the corner, and I get Mrs. O'Mara out, and I say, Carla! Carla wakes up, just, what? I said, I broke the plumbing fixture. Where's the water main? Where's the water main? And she doesn't know where the water main is.
Yeah.
Shocker. She doesn't know where it is. And so at this point, I say, I'll keep my thumb on this as best I can. And what I want you to do is I want you to find out where the water main is. And then so I am sitting there with my hand shaking on this. This is real time. By the way, I am doing this in real time. This is the amount of time as I'm telling you the story, what's happening.
So much
so
water.
So I am trying desperately. There is water now soaking my closet. It is beginning to go about 3 feet into the bedroom where I see that. But thank God there's a little of it that is going down the shower drain, which is located over before the little closet.
Oh, so I it's coming up above the base of the shower. There's that much water. Oh, my God.
I'm in the bag. I go, Power! Real time! Heel down! I'm trying. They gave me flex tape.
Yeah.
With the project, I put flex tape in. It shoots it out like a bullet coming out of a gun. It just falls out of my hand.
There's nothing
getting this done.
Yeah.
There is nothing getting this done. It is out of control. So apparently, while this is going on, Carla, running across like there's some sort of fire, finds my neighbor Ed. Another Ed.
They're always named Ed. Of course.
Across the street, and Ed knows where the water main is on the outside of the house. On the outside of the house. Yeah, outside. Welcome to Florida. It's a Florida house. So it's a valve, and suddenly I feel the water pressure diminishing. I am soaked from my shoes are wet. My pants are completely soaked. My shirt is completely soaked.
But to be fair, were your pants wet before this happened?
At this particular point, it is just, maybe a little bit. I am walking. I think you have a sound effect for this, Rob, but I'm not sure. I am walking around just the water.
Oh, yeah.
I am walking.
Here's Mike in his bathroom.
This is me in my bathroom. That's it. Sound effects by Rob Speedway. God bless him. Oscar, he's not good at everything, but he's good at this.
Good at this. God bless him.
I am walking around and
I feel 10 feet tall right now.
Right. I will say this, although she successfully I'm getting towels now.
Sure.
Every towel we own in the house, I'm getting towels. At this particular point, you can keep the splashing.
Because that's what
I'm walking at.
Okay. Yeah, he's just like, what to do now? Yeah.
I said, all right, is it? And she comes back and she goes, with the voice that she had for the whole time.
Is it off? Is it off?
Yes.
Jesus!
Let me just say, I say wonderful things about my wife.
You know?
I would like to go on record. I don't do this very often, all right? I don't really do this very often. Dealing with this emergency yesterday, my wife, was an asshole.
Oh no!
I was simply trying to do a project. I did not do anything malicious.
No,
I did not. I was simply trying to. I made an error, and I would have appreciated a little. I was dealing with this, and thank God, because before, during, and after this emergency, she was an a-hole.
Mike,
it was
frustrating. I can relate. All you want is a little empathy. Like when a snowplow backs into you.
Just a modicum of concern.
Yes,
or
something.
We're in this together. I'll help. Are you okay? Not that I hurt myself.
No.
I mean, I'm not doing anything. You know, I'm not going down into a coal mine to rescue miners.
In her eyes, it's compounding, right?
Yeah,
Think about this. You had to buy the gadget to clean your butt. And then you had to install it yourself. And you had to break the pipes. And then she had to go find another man to make sure that the problem caused was fixed.
But no, you see, that's the total lack of support. Because, Mike.
All right, you can turn that off.
As we can agree on the effect of an afternoon nap has on one's psyche, we can agree that there are times that even if they have to go against their grain, we just want a little support.
Well, yeah. And I guess I used, too much force when I was using the hammer.
You're not a gentleman. You're a passionate one.
That's exactly. Rob Spiewak got that sound effect. That is exactly. I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, Rob's sound effect that he put together for me doing this is exactly how it happened when I was like, okay, this ought to tighten it up. This will be fun. Oh, no. Oh, my
my God! My, no.
If I can one detail, if I can call attention to in that sound effect, there is a slight pipe ripple right before the blast. That is my favorite part of it. It feels like they are opening up the well of the souls. So if you could play it one more time, listen to between the last hammer hit to the actual exploding pipe.
Okay.
Listen for the pipe welling. Yeah.
Here we go. So I am sitting there and it's like, well, this will work a little tight. And I think of plumbing, it's metal. You know, no, it was plastic. It was a plastic PVC pipe that I sheared. Sheared it off.
Just couldn't take it.
Did I mention that at this point I have to pick my son up from school in about an hour?
Oh, no.
And so I make the arrangements. I call the plumbing company, one of the ones that's down here going, oh, the snowbirds are down here. We can charge triple.
Right.
And by the way, here's a little fact for people. When you call them out and it's an emergency, you want them same day to turn your, you know, to fix your water because you can't, because you literally have an exposed pipe that's going to flood your house.
Yeah.
They charge you a lot of money.
Yes, they do.
A lot more money than the little ass washer ever would cost.
Same day
in this
service.
Particular. So, and by the way, I got to pick my son up and I got to drive him down to the town next door, down around Naples Way for golf, for his little golf group that he has with his other little kids down here, because we don't have any around our area because they're all 95 years old where I live. But anyway, the plumber, his window is between the time of like 2 and 4. And I say, well, listen, why don't you pick, do you want to pick Michael up or do you want to stay and here with the plumber? And she goes, neither. I'm like, oh, well, thanks so much. And anywho, I end up going to pick Michael up when the plumber arrives and Carla walks him through this. And the plumber informs my wife what the cost will be. And it was $5,000. It was a lot of money.
It was
take off a zero.
But that's
how much it was.
It's, and again, you know, on the surface, you're thinking, well, you know, it's not that urgent. You're just out of bathroom. But no, your whole house is without water. Because you had to kill the main.
The carpet's wet.
Oh, and that's a whole other thing. Yeah.
I am Mr. Handyman. I'm working on my prod.
Oh, Jesus. Help me.
Did you go to bed at least?
Huh?
Back in love or back in? Did she apologize?
No, really. She apologized. She apologized later in the day, and it was.
Was it? I'm sorry that you did that.
Oh, by the way, did he mention that he broke the mechanics in your toilet too? You know, it's like, oh, thank you, Mr. Helper. So, yeah, I call her to let her know I'm on the way home.
How did you break the mechanics of the toilet?
I thought that the water was turned off, and I fidgeted with the fidgeted thing, that's when I first knew that turning that spigot was not working.
Yeah,
and so that was it. That's when I thought what I was doing when I was turning the spigot was working.
Oh dear!
And at the end of the day, when I came home, the plumber was leaving. You know. Because I guess that incredible windfall of money, you know, took him all of like 11 minutes to get it fixed.
Yes, of course.
And I came back and I was hungry. I needed sustenance, but I didn't go with the dinner because I wanted to go in and put my ass washer on the toilet. And I put it on and I hooked it up and it worked.
How was your experience?
I came out and I said, would you like to try it? Because she's still in full a-hole mode.
Yeah.
All right. It's like, because she never was interested in this. She goes, oh my God. I said, yeah. Oh my God. People in Europe have been saying that, oh my God, forever. And by the way, it works. I love it. I love it. It's fantastic.
For a man with
Mike,
you've been so fastidious in the past, it's a new level for you.
What's so great about it?
Absolutely. Huh?
What's so great about it?
What's so great about it is that you're using water like you would use to wash your face or wash the rest of your body. That's what's great about it. And we use dry paper to wash our dookie holes, Oscar.
Okay.
That's what's great about it. It's great to have the water, and then you simply dry your duke with the tissue, and it saves on tissue, it's wonderful.
What about the temperature of the water? Did you find it disconcerting?
I found it exhilarating. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll have our talking head coming up next. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My perfect Valentine's Day? I'm at home. Three cell phones in front of me. Fielding desperate calls from people who want to buy one of the 50 restaurant reservations I made over 6 months ago.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Dwayne. As I've grown older, each year I've dropped holidays from my calendar that I don't think apply anymore. And this year I'm proud to say that I dropped Valentine's Day. Now, let's clear things up. I'm not saying we shouldn't have a holiday of love. Just not in f***ing February! It doesn't belong there. It does not belong there. And if you ladies want this holiday because it's your holiday, we're not going to even argue about that, are we? Because if you don't realize that men don't give a shit about it, and if your husband is telling you that he does, then you have tortured him like some kind of prisoner of war. The holiday doesn't belong in February. When should we celebrate it? In the spring, when a man can feel his nuts again. It's February. It's the height of flu season. Honey, we're gonna go to a really nice restaurant, aren't we? And have a really romantic meal. Oh, yeah. We're going to go to the nicest restaurant on the planet because money is no object, because that's how much I love you. And we're going to do that when I can get to the car. Without f***ing my pants! Happy Valentine's Day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you from Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and a podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family. Listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Winkelman, Arizona, Gold Vein, Virginia, New Braunfels, Texas, Gladstone, Missouri, Colbert, Washington, Copacabana, Bolivia, on the shore of Lake Titicaca, and around the world. And by the way, if you'd like your little hamlet or someplace you're visiting or someplace you would simply like to hear mentioned on the show in the opening there, send it along to Rob Spiewak, and he'll be happy to share it with us. Today's show brought to you by Cornerstone. Mortgage interest rates are still at a 50-year low. If you have a 3.25% or higher mortgage, you need to take advantage before it comes to a screeching halt. Don't wait until it's too late. It only takes a moment to see how much you could be saving, so you have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial right now.
You got that, Oscar?
Right now.
Yep. Other companies quote window rates to get you interested without telling you about their junk fees and points. They're jerks. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone is celebrating their 20th year in business with a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. They offer all the loan products, including a no closing cost option and the absolute lowest interest rates guaranteed. These rates will not be low forever, and with the uncertainty of a new administration, you can call now. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. It's time to bring on our weekly talking head. I love this feature. Let's and by the way, Maddie and Pony, stand by, because I happen to read ahead on our talking head, and I believe there will be some money will have to be put in the coffers as Rob has slept through the bio writing process.
Nice.
Let's say hi to Jay Zech, spelled S-Z-E-C-H, and it is there he is. Hey, Jay. It is Jay Zech. Jay has been a listener to the show for over 20 years. He has been married to his wife, Deb, for 9 years and has two children, Kara, she's 5, and Luke, who is 16 months. And now here is the second paragraph that I alert Maddie and Pony to. Tom is a teacher at North County High School in Glen Burnie,
Tom,
Maryland.
Tom is not his name? Oh, no! Oh.
Between the first paragraph and the second paragraph, Rob turned Jay into Tom. That's it.
That there you sucks. Go.
But he's in Glen Burnie. I used to hang around Glen Burnie. Saw Jurassic Park back in the day in Glen Burnie, in the theaters down in Glen Burnie, Maryland. Yes. He is the first talking head ever to be nominated by someone else.
Yeah, that was cool.
I want to hear about that. It says it right here. His name was submitted by his friend Jason. And fun fact, Jay and Jason are responsible for a piece of TMOS lore dating back to the first state theater show. They are indeed a thread in the tapestry of our history. Jay has tasted the sweet nectar of showbiz, first as the goofy on-the-field MC for your favorite minor league baseball team, the Aberdeen Ironbirds. I believe the team owned by the Ripkins, right? Cal Ripken owned that team, did he? Yep, okay, good. He also spent some time in L.A. honing his skills as a stand-up comic. He opened for Richard Lewis, Richard Lewis is spelled R-I-C-H-A-D, Richard Lewis.
Another $10.
Now there's not
it's ten,
it's
a
only,
day.
Ten a day.
$20 total.
He is also also honing the skill of selling running shoes. He sold shoes to people like Sam Elliott. I'll have to ask him about that.
Nice.
Ringo Starr and Barbara Bach, they came in for those. And then back to Maryland. Sadly, the replacement goofy MC at the ballpark was injured in a car accident, and the Ironbirds brought Jay back. Man, that's a break. The next season, he was promoted to PA announcer.
How about that?
That's moving up the food chain, let me tell you. He also served as an MC for the DC Current, a professional ultimate frisbee team in Major League Ultimate. Now folded. So many questions for this guy. Jay got his teaching certification in 2010. He's been teaching and coaching track ever since. His favorite thing about TMOS is that it's the last bastion of the classic hot talk format. He loves hearing us bust on each other, and he adores Mike's tirades. God bless you, Jay. And as for show business, Jay remains involved. He is a professional NFL team mascot. Yes. There's even more in this bio.
Yes.
So we welcome Jay Zeck. Jay, how the hell are you today?
It's Tom, actually. So thank you for that.
Don't pile on.
I'm going to go see what Open Amphitheater are up to. I got to go.
Oh, my God. A radio feud from the past. So, nice. Jay, you are, I don't know where to start with you, but I will tell you that minor league baseball, there's nothing quite like it. And a lot of people, I know this because I just happen to know this. A lot of people might not realize that. Yeah, PA announcers do a lot at the major league level, but they work you like dirty birdies at a minor league game. You are constantly having to come up with the day's promotion, and it's you. Would that be accurate about that?
It is. You're writing a lot of the scripts yourselves, and the biggest thing is making sure that all of those sponsorships are activated. You got a lot of people spending a lot of money, especially we were very fortunate at the time I was there at Ripken. A lot of great sponsors, but a lot of money exchanging hands. So you got to make sure that everybody's taken care of.
And when you talk about writing the script, a lot of people don't know this. In minor league baseball, the PA announcer actually chooses the winner of the game. So they
absolutely.
I mean, my foray into the world of PA was I was a substitute for the Washington Capitals announcer for a preseason game. So I don't think that really counts. And then down here for the Boston Red Sox, I was the second choice. I didn't win it out of 700 people that auditioned to be the Red Sox PA down at spring training, and they told me you can't have it because you you're not a full-time resident of Florida, and I will always regret that. And then later I sold my season tickets, probably out of spite.
Yeah,
that's the way I look at that. But it's PAs, it's an art form, and I love PA announcers. It's a fun. You enjoy the gig still?
I do. I don't do it anymore. I gave it up a few years back when I started grad school, and just driving back and forth was going to be a lot. But I absolutely loved it. We always said, it was one of the coolest jobs in baseball. Just getting paid to sit there, watch the game. And luckily, everybody in the press box, we were all friends. We all got along. So just a lot of fun from top to bottom.
Well, you know, it, I want to get to your L.A. thing. We'll take a break here in a second and get your second half because I want to hear about L.A. and working in the running store. But it says here you are a professional NFL team mascot. Now, that's kind of cryptic. Does this mean you're like one of the one of the biggies? What's going on?
One of the biggies. We won't say which one. You know, as Oscar knows, you got to protect the brand.
Yeah, you got to protect the brand. So the shield, Mike, the shield.
I wonder if we could guess, though.
Well, bring up the mascots. Bring up the mascots in the NFL. See how many there are. I don't remember the Giants having one. So I have no idea. And we're not going to get you in trouble, Jay, but obviously, God, this is the NFL.
Guess.
They
guess,
induce terror in everybody that works for them. So,
well, I know the Washington football team debuted their new mascot, which is a dollar sign. It's a happy dollar sign.
This is great, though, because it says, ask
Billy
him about
Buffalo.
The mascot.
There's
what's
Billy
that?
Buffalo. Billy Buffalo.
Okay. We don't need them all. Ask him about the mascot rules. Tell me all about that.
So there are definite mascot rules. Big thing is you know, we don't really advertise a ton. That's why I'm doing this right now. But you know, making sure that the suit is clean, that's a biggie right there. If you've ever gone to a lesser team, a lesser league, and you get a whiff of that, or maybe that corporate mascot that gets pulled out of a closet randomly and
Prince Willie always looked a little unbathed.
Let's do a dive on that.
There's an art form to this.
So are you responsible as the mascot for laundering your, and how the hell do you launder, like I think of the Philly Fanatic in baseball, how the hell do you launder a suit like that?
who's the
dean of mascots, that bird? Who's that The San Diego, chicken.
How do you
launder the chicken head?
So the heads actually get cleaned. Usually we mix up some sort of like alcohol solution, like water and alcohol, and that kills the bacteria. And then you can just sit there and get stone drunk while you're cleaning it. So we use alcohol to clean and disinfect the head and pretty much everything else. If you've got a good costume, just about everything else can go in the wash.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. So they're washable.
Do you ever have trouble dealing with unruly kids as a mascot? I've always wondered this because Santa Claus. You see, Santa Clauses have horror stories about kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if it's
sure. You know, kid. You can usually tell from a distance if a kid is going to be into
a problem.
Not. So you know, generally, you're kind of like, I'm getting the vibe. This little guy is not going to be down with this. So doing it long enough, you kind of know how to navigate the waters a little bit. Most kids are pretty cool. It's usually the adults who have had a few beverages.
Overserved.
Honest answer. Honest answer here. When you're in your mascot suit, do you seek out I've always thought mascots were horn doggies, at least the guys that are in the suit, and they seek out the hot women at a sporting event. Do you?
If they happen to pass by, I'm going to say hello. You know.
Hey, how are you? Hi, I'm the San Diego Chicken. Nice to see you. real pleasure we have here.
I tell you what, with you know, the world we live in now, we're all always very careful about where our hands are in photographs.
Yes, sure. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So, you know, I do a photo. It's like, hey, look at me. Look at these hands right up here.
You can see them.
I am not touching anything on this woman. Yay, I've got my big cartoon-sized hands right there. That's awesome.
Yep,
we'll button up this mascot thing. I want to find out about your time in L.A. And then, of course, is with all talking heads, why you like us so much. That's the formula. We'll take a break and come back more with our good friend Jay Zeck right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Introducing DermGlow Skin, the amazing skincare line from Carla O'Mara that's helping people look and feel better about their face. And now there's something new from DermGlow Skin. Introducing Mike's Package, a skincare routine that'll make your skin feel and look spectacular. Mike's Package includes a cleansing repair bar, timeless face oil moisturizer, SPF 30 protective lotion, and exfoliating citrus scrub.
In the face!
And Mike's Package comes in two sizes you can choose from. The little size package contains travel size products for when you're on the go, and the big package has all of your full size facial care essentials that'll make your face sing. Get these incredible products at dermglowskin.com and call Carla for a free skincare consultation at 239-247-4036. That's dermglowskin.com, 239-247-4036. Dermglowskin, that's DermGlow. GLOWskin.com. Feel better about yourself today. That's what
makes you beautiful. Remember that number. Give Estee Lauder a call. She'd like to hear from you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Truff. I sincerely believe that there is no food that wouldn't improve with the addition of this wonderful item right here. I am talking
so
about
good.
Truff hot sauce. It is fantastic. I have had it on eggs. I have had it on chicken. I have had it on barbecue. I gave it to Michael's bus driver. She said, Linda, the greatest bus driver in the history of bus drivers, said she put it on wings, and it was phenomenal. Truff is crafted with a signature blend of red chili, black truffle, organic agave nectar, and savory spices. This is the flagship hot sauce that I'm holding right here. They also have a hotter hot sauce, and they have a white truffle hot sauce, the premium white truff, perfect, blended with the taste of the luxurious and fragrant white truffle. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide, plus free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off plus free shipping on everything, including the white Truff VIP box and the wonderful Truff Variety Pack. Just shop at Truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, the FF is in... Fruit Fritters.
Oh, God.
.com and use the promo code TMOS. Welcome back. We're here with a talking head of the week, Jay Zeck. He is a teacher in Glen Burnie, and he has been an NFL, or he is an NFL mascot. He has been a PA announcer at a minor league baseball. He has been a stand-up comedian in Los Angeles. So did you try your luck, Jay, in La La Land? Did you go out there like my daughter is trying to do right now? And my daughter picked the middle of a pandemic to do it. To go out to, try your hand at stardom? Is that what happened?
Yeah, so I started in college, and then really there wasn't much going in Baltimore, which is, near where I grew up. So I started out in D.C. doing a lot of shows down there, and it was just kind of building and felt like I was getting better. And so I was young, dumb, had a few bucks in my pocket, and went to L.A. And, ultimately, I'm not famous, but what L.A. really gave to me, I think, was an opportunity to learn how to write. Really kind of get some world experience on a different coast, 2,800 miles away from home. It was really a great experience.
Do you feel that Los Angeles is different than Baltimore?
Oh, a little. Just
I disagree. I think if you're going to start a career in comedy, all roads to a sitcom go through Magoobie's Joke House.
Yes. Mike. Hey, shout out to Andrew Unger, who the owner of Magoobie's Joke House.
All jokes aside, he has
an absolutely wonderful human being who's done a ton for a lot of comics in the Baltimore.
Oh, shut up, Jay.
Hi, Rob. Right,
anyway, so Unger. I'm sorry. Jay, I'm still traumatized. I had a bit of a problem yesterday, as you might have heard. Heard. Oscar, you were going to ask Jay something.
Oh, yeah. I just, the idea of taking your shot is everyone's rite of passage, and I think the show business is even harder because the risk is so much higher. But that experience, whether you do that, whether you're going into the corporate world and you have to go to New York or you have to
it's gutsy. My daughter's right? gutsy. That's why she's out there. She's taking her shot out there. But like many people, you got your Joe job out there, and yours was selling running shoes, but it was you picked a place that was traveled by the rich and famous, so you were able to do that.
I did. We were. It was called Top to Top, and I think it's still there. But it's on Wilshire Boulevard. We have two locations: Santa Monica and the Marina. Come see us. my boss hated me. he did not care for my jokes. I sold running shoes. Being a track guy and everything, I knew running. So that was like the perfect day job for me to have, was selling running shoes. And the cool thing was you got to meet a lot of celebrities. And the great thing about our store is our whole thing is like, we don't make a big deal. Like, it's LA, you're going to see celebrities, you get over it in about 5 seconds. Cause you just got to do your job. Plus they come back and see you because they like you because you don't make a big deal about them. So that was always the key.
That's the rule of thumb when you're doing retail in Hollywood. You chill when they come in. I see one of my all-time favorites because the greatest voice in narration and voiceover, Sam Elliott. He comes in, I'd like a double wide, dude. Hey, dude, can I have a double wide? Yeah, sorry. It's what's for dinner. Was that cool? I mean, was he, I would imagine he's the real guy. Like, that's Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott is just like he is on camera.
he was the guy. And the coolest thing was he comes up to me and just says, "Hey, partner.
Oh,
can I get some of those socks?" And I was like, yes, I get the pole, and you know, we hook him up with socks. And,
Sam Elliott socks.
Did he buy shoes or just the socks from you?
He bought the socks. He was returning a pair of shoes that someone else had sold them. And the thing is, he's like, "I don't even want the money back." He's like, "What size do you wear? 13? Here you go." And he gave one of our employees a pair of shoes. He was like,
That's a great Sam Elliott story. That's worth the whole thing out there.
Cool. So Ringo, who is ageless, comes into your store with his lovely wife, Barbara Bach. She of the, I think, the Plastic Surgery Club. What was that experience like with it? You know, everybody, when you bump into a Beatle, doesn't matter. A Beatle
is a Beatle is
even,
a Beatle.
Even celebrities who meet Beatles, it's a different. I met George Harrison. I will always consider it a great moment in history. What was it like meeting Ringo?
Super nice guy. You know, my boss looked at me. He and his wife came in, and he just said, "You know, I need a pair of shoes, and I'm in a bit of a hurry." And my manager looked at me, and he said, "Jay, can you take care of this gentleman?" And Ringo looked at me and said, "Well, Jay, you're my man." And off we went to the wall, and I got him a pair of somewhat small New Balance 990s.
He's a tiny guy, right?
He's a very small guy, but could not have been nicer. Again, you know, we didn't, you know, like, "So tell us about the White Album."
Yeah,
we didn't do anything like
you can't, right?
And he wanted speed, I bet you were good at that. I bet you got the stuff for him really quickly.
We did. We got his stuff, got him fitted, got him out the door, and his wife bought a Beatles T-shirt while she was there too. So,
that's so cool.
That's
wild.
That is
so cool.
Do you get the impression that he was? I can only imagine for someone that has been in the public eye for as long as Ringo has, was he just like so slick and pleasant, and is almost like second nature to him? Because obviously, when you're in a retail setting, it's your job.
Okay, right. And then he floated out of the store on wings of gold. you know, Rob loves the Beatles. Rob, go ahead, answer Rob's question.
I just curious.
He really was nice, and I will say most of the folks that came in that were like, I would consider
did he smell
turbo
good?
Famous.
All right, yes, go ahead.
Really nice.
Cool. Did you really ask him about his bidet?
It was all your B-listers there. B-listers were jerks.
B-listers
who's the B-lister
like your Jane
jerks?
Lynch's?
Nobody cares who you were in Speed 2. Buy your shoes and get out.
Was she, how many years ago was this?
Oh, this is probably about 2006.
How was Barbara Bach? Was she fetching in person or?
Stunning.
Stunning. Okay. Stunning.
Good. Enchanting.
All right, I like that.
When
like
she
that.
Smiled, enchanting. Did her belly button rise?
Was there a flood in the store?
I did not get close enough to Miss Bach to find out.
All right, I'm sorry. Jay, before we let you go, anybody you want to say hi to on the show? And by the way, the Talking Head, two-segment Talking Heads lately. Mm. It's just the way it goes, the way it rolls. Sorry I had a flood. is there anybody you want to say hi to?
I really just want to thank you guys for doing what you do. You get a lot of people through the day. Pandemic's been tough, and you guys have just been a constant buddy that so many of us keep in our back pocket on our phone. So just keep doing what you do, and thank you. I want to thank my wife, Deb, for putting up with me, my kids, Kara and Luke, my mom and dad, Jack and Marianna, my in-laws, for helping take care of the kids throughout this whole thing while we're teaching online, my whole family, and then my buddy, Jason Vaughn, for helping to set all of this up. So
you know what, thank you, and all the
thank
people
you.
That call in for the Talking Heads. It's always fantastic. It has become an absolute must on this show, and it'll continue to be because of people like you. Thank you, Jay. Good luck with your teaching.
Yeah, thank
and,
you for being
thank
a
you
teacher.
For,
we appreciate
for what
that.
You do. Yeah, really, we didn't get to that, but keep listening and give us a holler anytime, and hopefully we'll be able to see people like you if we can get back out and do live stuff. We'll take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every Monday.
Bye, lifesavers.
Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny, too. F*** you, Thunder. You can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl. Literally. But the bonus show's even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MikeOMaraShow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot.
Your terrier from Boston. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Theragun. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're just a regular guy or an elite athlete, just like me, trying to make it through the day, tension can be really, really difficult. Theragun's great. It's the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power, and it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun lets the gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. And by the way these are made, they are so fantastically superior, in my humble opinion. I'm just giving you my opinion, to any other products out there. See for yourself. They're great. There is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing. You're going to love it. It's trusted by 250 professional sports teams. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199, worth every nickel. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. Theragun.com/TMOS. Get it today. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
There was one thing we mentioned in his intro that we didn't get to, and I know Jay has stepped away, but I'd like to give him credit for this, because it's a moment that you and I shared that's very special, is at the first State Theater show when we were in the dressing room, and we were nervous because we had never done a show like that in this iteration, and out the window we heard a chant.
I wasn't nervous.
Well, I mean, it was.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest with you. I was excited.
Well, it was exciting.
I'm really sorry. I mean,
it was exciting, but
you know,
there was
a real dick.
Is that when we were listening outside and we heard people outside?
There was a chant that they were doing the Scott
Super
Shannon.
Jacked.
Yeah, but that was a turning point for me anyway, because it was. I saw the crowd around the corner.
You were nervous.
So
Mike
into
was
it.
Not.
All right, I understand. I get it.
No.
And you know what? If we want to paint the picture,
I was
nervous.
Filled with nervous energy. How's that?
Okay. Same with me. And Oscar, who knows, because he wasn't there yet.
Yeah, so, I was getting dressed.
Anyway, yeah. In the
super
Washington,
excited.
But anyway,
I was super jacked. Sorry.
We heard the crowd, which was literally around the block, and they were doing the Scott Shannon Lifesavers chant.
It was fantastic. It was a real moment. Was that guy? Yeah.
Jay and Jason started that chant in the line.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I just thought that was very,
moment.
Very cool.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because really, I'm glad, A, that it calmed your nerves. And I just want to say that really, that I'm just kidding, Rob. I'm just busting your chops. I think it was.
I bet Ringo smelled great, by the way.
And he floated out on golden wings.
Golden wings.
With Tony and Rob, Tony Perkins and Rob Spiewak chasing him down the street. That's the way
I tripped Tony so I could get to him.
Julia pranked you. We only have a few minutes here, but Julia pranked you. And by the way, this is Oscar's take. Stick around for OT, because the ending is worth
the OT. Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, it's for him. Okay. But anyway, so Julia, what did she do to you?
The other morning, I get up, and you know, I like men of a certain age, I have a pill minder that I lay out my pills every day. It has one of my ritual vitamins in it. It has my blood pressure pill. It has a sinus pill. It has a asthma pill. It has a cyanide pill. It has everything. And it's all laid out in a thing. It's, you know, for a week, and they pop open. So I go.
How many pills a day do you take?
Mike, I'm down to 7 pills a day, because 40 was a hassle.
Seriously, how many times a day do you take pills?
No, I take, twice a day. I take a blood pressure pill, a vitamin, and another vitamin at night. And then in the morning, I do another vitamin.
Well, those vitamins don't count. How many meds are you on?
Yes, prescribed.
Prescribed, 2 blood pressure pills and 1 for, what do you call it, asthma. It helps me with
so three.
Yeah, not right. bad. Three. But you know, you throw in the vitamins and stuff. It's a good handful. Right. And I pull down
the
my
vitamins. I used to keep my vitamins organized too. I take a multi now, but that's it.
So I take it down and I look at my pill minder, and there's a pill I don't recognize, and it's like a pink pill. I said, "What is that? I don't have a new pill." And I said, "Maybe Julia, because Julia has a pill minder too." Because she has some pills. She's mostly vitamins. So I look and make sure that they're my pills.
My God, it's the morning after pill. What's going on here?
It turns you into Mike. That morning after pill turns you into Maureen McGovern. That was a great joke 50 years ago.
Very old joke. All right, so what happened?
So I'm looking around. I start looking at all the different pill bottles that, because you know there's pill bottles in our in the cabinet, and I said, "There's nothing in here that's pink." I said, mm-hmm. "What is this?" And I look at my pill minder. There's one for every day. I said, "I don't remember putting those in there." So I take it and I pick it up, and it's just not quite right. And I smell it. And what she has done is, after I went to bed, she opened up a box of Good and Plenty and put one Good and Plenty candy every day in my pills.
That is so sweet and funny. That is just like her. Took the time to mess with dad. Yeah. And the funny. It's not anything that's gonna kill you.
No, yeah. And I mean, I probably, most mornings, I probably would have just swallowed it, not even enjoyed the licorice goodness. But I said, you know what? That's obviously a Julia joke, because you know Robert doesn't.
It's
have
cute.
The, she yeah. Robert
if it was
doesn't
a dog
have the
tranquilizer. Yeah. It might be a little different. You know, you might get a little worried. I'm watching. So sounds like a Netflix movie if she does.
About 2 days later, I put it out of my mind. I didn't even mention it. And she says, "Dad." I said, "What?" She says, "Did you ever find your Good and Plenty medicine?"
And a big grin on her face.
Oh, just loving it. Just that's absolutely funny. Loving it. So, yeah.
That's so cute.
But it was just funny. I'm not a big person for pranks, but I thought that was a pretty good one.
I thought it was adorable. Yeah. I think it's adorable. And it's great that she's under your roof and you're having a good time. And hey, look, wouldn't you agree? Any moment of joy that you have in your home is special, isn't it?
Right? I will take it.
That's awesome. Anytime. That's fantastic. Way to go, Julia Jellybean. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Carrie was the one with the dog tranquilizers, but I caught those.
Yeah. What do you think Carrie would put in your peel box if she had a free moment?
You know? An attorney's card.
We'll take a break.
But she was napping, Mike, so she couldn't.
Yeah. It was Carlos, and I woke her up. Mortal sin! We'll take a break, and we'll come back with Oscar's Take right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm right on that.
Hello, it's me, Bill. Did you see me at the inauguration? A lot of people said I looked old. Some people even thought I fell asleep. I must tell you emphatically, this is not true. In fact, I only had shut my eyes to concentrate on the TMOS Shopping Center. With Valentine's Day coming up, the TMOS Shopping Center is the best way to shop at Target and Walmart while supporting your favorite podcast. Just click on the banner at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Buy chocolates, jewelry, oils, stimulating creams, under things, even bedroom novelties.
Oh, dear.
And you can have them delivered anywhere you want, because maybe you don't want your wife to see them. Who knows? The choice is yours. This February 14th will be the best ever, thanks to the TMOA Shopping Center. And remember, Valentine's Day is the only VD that I pay attention to. Hello, how are you?
Thank you, Bill. Welcome back, Pro Flowers.
Oh, the best.
Love saying that, really do. There's no better time to talk about Pro Flowers, because Valentine's Day is this Sunday.
Yes.
And it's not too late to send the best. I just got some Pro Flowers delivered for Carla. She loves them. You can't believe how beautiful they are. That was before I flooded the bathroom. Fresh,
well, you certainly
fragrant.
Don't need to water the flowers now.
No, not anymore. We could grow them there in that carpet. How much water can... By the way, I still have towels over there. They are still soaking through. I do not know what is under the...
Do you have a shop vac?
I don't know.
That might be your best play.
Not sure. Yeah. But, you know, flowers are a great Valentine's gift for your special someone, your mom, or your galentine.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. Pro Flowers are the quintessential Valentine's gift. For a limited time only, you can save 20% on your next purchase from Pro Flowers by using promo code TMOS at proflowers.com. Use that code.
Please.
When you get your Pro Flowers, do it. Everybody do it. Let me tell you why I want everybody to do it. This is an advertiser that really pays attention to that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So please, get your Pro Flowers. Get them from Pro Flowers and give us the TMOS code. Please. If you're going to buy flowers, you might as well buy the best and make it easy on yourself. If you're looking for a Valentine's Day gift for your spouse, mom, or galentine, check out Pro Flowers. For a limited time only, save 20% using that promo code.
See?
TMOS.
It helps.
At proflowers.com. That's proflowers.com, promo code TMOS. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I give you Oscar's Take.
It's the OT.
A review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana, who in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking citizenry of the United States. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you... excuse me. Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, we worked in years ago, I did, I believe Rob did as well, with a gentleman named G. Gordon Liddy. And I mentioned that for this story that's for you. I don't know if you remember, but it turns out all of us have been saying BMW wrong our entire lives because it's a German brand. The last letter is not pronounced like a W. You're not the only person who had no idea. A survey found 95% of people have no idea how to correctly pronounce it. And frankly, I'm surprised. There were even 5% who did. Do you remember G. Gordon Liddy's correct pronunciation of the BMW automobile? How did he say it, and how should it be said? Oscar Santana.
BM. Oh, I can't even pronounce it. BM.
No.
What will you?
What? No. That. No. No. No? You are wrong. I will give it to you. It is. That is wrong, Oscar. It is BMW.
That's right. That's right.
BMW. I cannot believe this came across my desk this morning. It makes me think about all those wonderful, fond memories of lunching with G. Gordon Liddy.
Well, I liked the prayer breakfasts. They were fun.
contact with him. Had a few feuds with him. That was about it. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's Oscar's Take.
Oscar, according to the police report on Bruce Springsteen's DUI or DWI arrest, he admitted to having two shots of tequila in 20 minutes and failed a field sobriety test. He refused a breathalyzer, so the cop brought him in for blood work. His blood alcohol content was 0.02% below the legal limit. So I think that says not guilty.
Yeah.
Listen, Mike, I don't know if you know this, but you probably can empathize with this.
You think that's a cop screwing with Bruce if he's that? He had two shots of tequila, you know?
I think the boss probably, look, he rolled up on him in a national park or some sort of, Sandy, I think it was Sandy Point, something like that.
You just made the most New Jersey sounding park up. Hey, I was over there at Sandy Point.
It's
Sandy
Point. It's called something Sandy. I know, but it
does sound like
Stinky Acres.
He saw the boss, and he was like, mother effer, this guy just thinks he can do whatever he can.
Mm-hmm.
And or didn't realize it was the boss, Bruce Springsteen. He's maybe a younger guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, I'm going to take this guy in. And everyone's like, you just brought New Jersey's son in for, you know, DWI in the middle of a pandemic. There's no one on the roads. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let him do what he wants. Just,
and then 0.02% below the legal limit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's and just, then, by the way, do you think he needs that Jeep money? Jeep needs more than he needs them.
Yeah, and it was a nice message of unity what it was. So at the end of the day, who knows? Did I ever tell you how Jeep plays this, you know? Yeah.
Did I ever tell you my favorite field sobriety story? It was my Uncle George's friend's father was driving back and had a few, and they asked him to walk the white line on the side of the road, and he immediately misstepped and rolled down about a 40-foot hill into a creek, and the cop shined the flashlight down on him. And he looked up. We called him Smokey. Smoke said, how am I doing?
There you go. Cop had to laugh at that.
He did.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of alcohol, anyone hoping Bam Margera would have spent quarantine getting his life back
good
together
guy.
Will be... we'll be disappointed this morning. In a series of videos, and obviously intoxicated, Bam ranted about how he's been cut out of Jackass 4, apparently because he resisted the studio's efforts to keep him sober. He complained about how the production put him through hell by making him take regular and random sobriety tests, as well as antidepressants that made him feel horrible and suicidal. At one point, he said he was so down, his wife walked in on him Googling how to tie a noose. He asked his fans to boycott Jackass 4 and Venmo him $1 so he can make a way better movie. This this guy might be in a little bit of distress here.
At the apex of MTV and its reality television, the Bam Margera phenomenon took over. Like, this is the type of fame. It was like Osbourne's fame.
Yeah. When
the Osbournes were out. And as a younger man, you'd look at that and be like, this is wild. This guy's living like in his 20s, living this crazy life that's entertaining and it's on television. What turned into this soap opera of his friends trying to save his life by including him in these larger motion pictures, but only if he worked with a sobriety coach and only if he was tested on a daily basis.
Right.
Has become tragedy. And it's absolutely sad because it's a disease.
Was Bam the one that would play horrible tricks on his father?
Yes.
Good question.
That's the guy. Curly hair longer.
Yeah.
You know, it was the guys. It was the, you know, I could do an hour talking about this.
Knoxville's
and the jackass out, guys and the level of fame and how they got their fame and what they were all about.
Take that away, right? It is just 2 seconds. You can, whether that was warranted or not, at that moment in life and that moment in television and movies, they made their mark.
Right.
What I'm saying is that I guess listening to Knoxville and some of the other jackass crew saying that, especially when they were filming the movie, saying that Bam's doing well, like we've got a nice rubric set up for his sobriety, like we just want to make sure he stays on the right pace and line, and then you cut him out because you have to cut someone out if they don't follow, because you're trying to save their life.
Exactly.
Well, you're trying to save their life, and also it is unmistakably a young man's racket. It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when there's fame associated with it, the party has to end at some point.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to grow up. And unfortunately, that's tough for people when you have that meteoric level, that meteoric rise, and then that level of fame. And the fame is predicated on being a bad boy. And I use the term in capital letters.
Yeah.
So it's really sad to see. And like all of this, I think we're more sophisticated as a society that when you have a story like this, you say, hopefully someone around him off camera, not in the spotlight, can get to him so he doesn't do something crazy. But if he's wasted and he's doing that,
and it's got to be tough on him because, I mean, he enjoyed that run of success based on the franchise. Because, I mean, you could take any person like him and they could have had that career.
Yeah, but I mean,
just
really
got lucky.
You got one guy that really took that franchise and turned it into something. It's Steve-O doesn't count.
Bam was a pro skater in his own right. So he was already famous before he got involved with this crew.
Right.
But not Jackass was meteoric.
Not famous at the Jackass level.
No.
Yeah. So anyway.
And that's what we all want, Mike, is to be famous at the
Jackass level. Right? Well, the movie star famous. Yeah, they make movies.
That's true.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. We have been a country obsessed with its cars since the minute they were invented, but after more than a century, they're finally being dethroned. According to a new survey, Americans, Oscar, now say their phones are the most important product in their lives. Cars have been moved to second. Refrigerators came in third, which I thought was great. We love our phones more than we love our cars now.
Mm-hmm. Sign of the times. Sign of the times. The idea that we're not in our cars as much as we used to, even with Uber and Lyft prior to the pandemic, we were in other people's cars. The way that we're looking at vehicles within the next 5 years of them driving themselves.
Yep.
It's an Apple. I think these past 2 weeks, there have been rumors that they are teaming up with a car maker to make within the next 7 years an Apple car. It's not shocking to me. It's absolutely not shocking to me. What would you rather have in your life? A phone that can communicate with the world or a car that'll get you from A to B?
Is the car shaped like an Apple?
I'm 61 years old.
Yeah.
If someone's going to, you know, park a, if someone's going to park a BMW, BMW out there. Somebody's going to park an Aston Martin in my driveway. Mm-hmm. I will throw my phone right next to that bidet in the toilet. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, and finally, I guess if there's ever a time to bust out that move in bed you used to do but are barely ever doing anymore, it's this Sunday, Valentine's Day. According to a new survey, 36% of Americans say they'll do some, quote, increased or special sexual activity on Valentine's Day this year. 34% say they won't, and the rest aren't sure or didn't want to say? What say you, Oscar Santana?
Look, this is the easiest layup for all men out there, and ladies too. Let's make it.
Doesn't it sound like he's been up since 6 o'clock in the morning?
Right? Yeah, I mean, 6 o'clock yesterday morning. Yeah.
There's the time we all have to pay our taxes, and it's usually around this time of year. If you want to get in early, if you own a business, you got to do it now. So if you're going to plan your calendar, do it on Valentine's Day. Then you take care of two things. You take care of the holiday and your marital tax. Done.
That's it. That's all I need. Thank you very much. That's Oscar's take. That's paying your taxes. Yeah. That's why the ladies love you, Oscar. Absolutely.
Sadly, I haven't gotten my W-2 yet.
We'll take a break and come back with the final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
What the hell's going on here?
I'm Casey Kasem.
I'm ponderous, man.
He's down on the phone.
Dear Casey.
Oh,
two.
I want somebody to use his f***ing brain.
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week?
We're up to our long-distance dedication.
I gotta talk about a f***ing dog dying.
What is this f***ing ponderous, man?
God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. F***ing ponderous.
You can make your long-distance mailbag dedication by sending an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com.
Dear Casey.
That's Rob with two B's.
Two.
And until the next promo, America.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Twitch. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. We all have memories from childhood that shaped who we are today. With a KiwiCo subscription, you and your, well, in my case, my wonderful son, get everything we need to create unforgettable moments right now. Michael can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to his door every single month. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, and everything they need is inside each colorful crate so your child can get started right away. It's hard to find new creative ways to keep the kids busy while stretching their brain, especially now during these tough times. KiwiCo is there to help you. Plus, there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. I still love that KiwiCo got him into astronomy. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. They will be smarter for it. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. And now for the last time this week, the audio vault with Mr. Rob Sound Effects P-Wag.
Speaking of sound effects, I want to open with a sound effect, actually. What was it called? Gator World that we went to? Horrible tourist trap?
I think it was Gator World.
Yes,
and absolutely.
Looking back on it, it's an amazing thing that we got to be so close to those big, big gators in the tanks.
Were massive because they just get fed all day.
Remember Goliath?
We got to hold like a little guy, but the big ones were there. Well, this guy, I don't know if there was bars between them or something. He got right up on a gator and a big guy, like Goliath big, and the sound that he got of the alligator is amazing. This sounds to me prehistoric.
Terrifying. They're dinosaurs!
They are dinosaurs!
They're dinosaurs!
Now, the guy who recorded that, the visitation is at 2, and the service is at 4. But that's alligators, Mike.
Alligators?
That's right.
Did you say alligators?
Read my lips. Alligators.
So,
you send me those over the weekend, please. The alligator.
Yes,
I really, really love it. I can imagine the humor possibilities on that.
So, despite the impeachment hearings going on, there's other stuff going on the Hill, and there was a virtual committee hearing yesterday. Minnesota Congress. I love when old people do old people things. Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer comes in on Zoom to do this meeting, and he's upside down.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Come on.
And I love, there's just the great, you know, there's that good old boy mentality of giving him crap and also people genuinely trying to help. So here's the upside down congressman.
Receive timely.
Will the gentleman suspend? I'm sorry, Mr. Emmer?
Yes.
Are you okay?
I am.
You're upside down, Tom.
I don't know how to fix that.
Would someone turn right side up
and get it right side up?
I don't know how to fix it.
It's a good Donna song.
FYI,
maybe you can stand on your head
as well.
Okay, the
At least he's not a cat.
You're going viral, Tom.
Now here's the thing: if I was a guy running against Congressman Emmer, I'd be pulling that tape and then saying, isolating his stuff, showing him upside down, saying, "What are you going to do about the coronavirus? I don't know how to fix it." What are you going to do about taxes? I don't know how to fix it. So I'm not telling you how to do your job.
I love that.
I found a guy on YouTube. His name is DJ Binks, B-Y-N-X. And he says he finds songs that were meant to be together. Some of them work. Some of them don't. I thought this one was pretty cool. He takes the Weezer song Island in the Sun and Whitney Houston's How Will I Know.
Yeah, the vocals are too far away, though.
It's not, the mix is not good, but I think his theory is right. But anyway, I just always, it always makes me wonder how the commonality of just pop
you
records
could do
are.
Those. Yeah. You could do those probably as better. You could do a better job based on the way you produce sound effects for this show when I want them, the specialty. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's not just Rob going to a service. He's getting them, putting them, mixing them, raising the level. You could do that. You do it with your holiday stuff. You could do that easily.
I've done stuff like that. One thing I like to do to piss off music people is I will take isolated vocals and isolated songs from the same song and then offset them. So it sounds like the Beach Boys can't carry a tune or have a bad beat. It drives people crazy.
That's funny.
I'll do that. I'll bring in one of those on Monday. You'll enjoy it. Hey, guys, good news. Because you know what? We're deep into February. Then we get through March. Yesterday, this is what Dr. Fauci says.
We have those priority 1A, 1B, 1C. If you look at the projection, I would imagine by the time we get to April, that will be what I would call for better wording, open season. Namely, virtually everybody and anybody in any category could start to get vaccinated.
I'll take optimism any day.
Hey, it's not optimism. It's reality. And I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. It's early enough to say it right now. The data is there. Okay. This is what happens when you bring some adults into the room. Mm-hmm. They are projecting that 300 million Americans are going to get this vaccine by the end of July. That means the only ones are the little kids that don't transmit as easily. Mm-hmm. If that is the truth, you're talking about the W. You're talking about the win. Yeah. And it wouldn't have been done if we had, Orange McOrangey.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
It wouldn't have happened.
You're right.
I'm very happy about that. That's all I wanted from this presidency. Yeah. I wanted that. Fix that. All right. And by the way, the impeachment stuff going on right now. Yeah, I understand. They're doing a great presentation. Blah, blah, blah. It's
everyone gets
matter.
To talk.
Everybody gets to. No, it's not going to change anything. We're still divided. That's it. But as far as this pandemic is, that's every American can high five. And by the way, the Trumpers are running to get those vaccines just like anybody else. Mm-hmm. Might not have been masked people, but they're sure getting vaccinated. And that's great. Yeah. I'm all for it. Just wanted to say that quickly.
I heard they were told there was vaccine in the Senate chamber, and that's why they stormed the Capitol. That's why they went in there.
That's exactly right.
That's just what I heard. Let's close with this, Mike. This was going viral on YouTube yesterday. We all have dogs, but I think we're all pretty good about picking up the poop afterwards, right? You got to. It's a courtesy. It's a courtesy. Well, this is a guy that has been using his Ring doorbell to watch the same lady let the same dog crap on his lawn every day. So what does he do? He buys a megaphone with a siren on it. And know that when he hits
Does she leave it? Does she leave
every
the poop?
Every day. Same
she,
spot.
She has the dog poop in his yard and leaves it there.
So
this
is how he handles it. And by the way, know that when the siren goes off, the dog jumps about 3 feet in the air.
Hey, you clean up your dog poop. Stop letting your dog poop on my lawn. I have you on video. I've been waiting for you for 2 days. Please pick up after your dog. Thank you for picking up the feces from my yard. Get off my yard.
Feces.
You and your dog. Thank
I love
you.
Him.
For being a courteous neighbor.
Or the word I like to
I
use.
I love feces. He uses feces. He's got the comedy gene. That's awesome.
Good. Another good one possible is remove the scat.
Remove the scat from the lawn, everybody.
That is your
way
magic
to go.
Audio Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy VD. Yeah.
I don't say it very often. Awesome week of shows, guys. Nice job. Really. Fantastic. It was great. See what a little Randall do? No. No, that's not true.
Don't get
change for a 20.
I got to send her the Venmo stuff.
Yeah.
God Almighty knows she won't let me forget.
Big party for Maddie.
That's it. We got to get out of here. By the way, we are off Monday. We will be back on Tuesday.
Yes.
And we're making a few little changes we think will enhance the experience of the Mike O'Mara show. So we hope you like that. And really, stay tuned for something a little bit new on Tuesday. Nothing dramatic, but we think you'll like it. That's it for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Ponyboy Matt Bloom and Maddie Masiello. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.
Aloha means hello and goodbye. Goodbye.
Good job.